Earth and Sky.
A group of prehistoric people called the Boskops by scientists might have been even smarter than modern humans.
The Boskops, they are one instance of a set of skulls dating from roughly 10,000 or so years ago, and all with skull sizes and estimated brain sizes substantially larger than our own.
That's neuroscientist Richard Granger of Dartmouth College. He's co-author of a new book on the origins and future of human intelligence. Not all scientists agree the Boskops species even existed, but Granger speculates that if they did exist and their brains were extra large, the Boskops might have enjoyed an enhanced mental life.
We typically all have had the sensation of starting to think about some topic and going down some alleyway and in our minds and realizing that we've imagined some world. It's possible that the bigger the brain, the richer the imagined world that you can conjure.
But if the Boskops had so much brain power, why didn't they survive?
It's often been suggested in the scientific literature that mammals with too big a head would tend, the species overall might tend to die in childbirth at too high a rate, and the species might not be viable.
For today, that's our show. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.